Wealth has been hoarded. People have been defrauded, exploited, and cheated by their bosses. And these bosses have lived luxuriously with the wealth they have unjustly gained. The word for luxury has the basic meaning of softness. They have lived in ease and comfort. And the book of Amos has a few choice words for this type of living. Amos chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria. O you who put far away the day of disaster and bring near the seat of violence. Woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stalls." These people have not denied themselves any pleasure. One of the greatest tragedies in life is having plenty to live on, but nothing to live for. And this is what we're discussing in today's Life Words, day by day. James chapter 5, verse 5. "You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you." What's the point of living luxuriously and being self-indulgent? What's the purpose? What's trying to be accomplished? Some live this way because they think they deserve it. It's merely their reward for being rich. Others pursue this lifestyle because they think it will bring contentment, happiness, and joy. But look at what is really being accomplished. The text says that these people have fattened their hearts in a day of slaughter. The manner of life pursued by defrauding rich is akin to that of cattle which feed continuously on rich pastures, but not ever aware that they are being prepared for the slaughter. In other words, the luxury, the self-indulgence, the softness really serves to harden their hearts and blind their eyes to where they don't even know that the judgment of God is about to rain down on them. The words in verse 6, condemned and killed and murder, seem to refer to judicial actions. It seems that the unrighteous rich were using the judicial system to oppress the poor. God established the judicial system to judge fairly and impartially. Judges were not supposed to be greedy or to show partiality. They weren't supposed to tolerate perjury or take bribes. However, since the heart of man is wicked and desperately sick, there was corruption taking place in the court systems. But how can this be called murder? To the religious Jew, to take away a neighbor's living, which he has rightly earned, was considered murder. You're stealing his livelihood. But James makes it clear that even though the poor may have been condemned in court, the righteous person, the poor, they were free from any guilt or wrongdoing. They were righteous. And the righteous man's reaction to the oppression was to commit himself to God and not resist the harm done by the wicked rich. What else could they do except commit themselves to God's hands? And that's our first response as well, to trust the Lord. Tomorrow, we will find out why. But today, please pray for Michael and Josie Barton, our missionaries in Canada. Also, remember the Garifuna Life Word broadcast in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.